Church Family Day 2016. The theme of our Family Day is Family Prayers. You recall during our church camp, we spoke concerning the Christian home, how we are all on that journey to our heavenly home. That's the ultimate place of rest for the people of God. And while we are on earth, He placed us in the church home, consisting of many families, and He also placed us in our family home, those whom He has made, ordained to be our parents, and we to be children in a family. We spoke in our church camp 8 messages. The institution of the family, we spoke about the beginning of the Christian home, how the family is instituted by God. The way we are placed in families is not by chance, but all by the providence, the provision of God. And we spoke about the relations we have in the family, the husband and the wife, as parents when children come, relationship with children. And we spoke concerning the family altar, the place where the family meet together to find strength, hope and help in God. We spoke about the resolving of family conflict. We spoke about the house of God and our final family union in heaven. But right in the middle of those messages is what the Bible tells us as the family altar. And we would like us to think and consider this family altar, this place where God has given to the family to come together. We said that the family altar is family time with God in prayer and the Word. Before we come to know God in our pagan heathen home, we have a family altar, a family altar to the worship of the gods. And when we become a child of God, we take away all those idols. And now God tells us that we are to place there, right at the center in our home, the worship of the living and true God, the family altar. So the family altar is family time with God in prayer and the Word. And it is the center of the Christian home where the father, mother, and children call unto God. Now, coming to the house of God on the Lord's Day, 1 in 7. 6 days you will be with your family, and even we said 7 days. And those will be the times where Christian values, where Christian convictions are sealed and cemented in the home. And it is the place where the character of children are formed. And so it is important that while we begin a new generation of Christians, that we learn the principles whereby families receive help, strength. And so we want us to think concerning the setting of priority by members to draw close to God, to renew their love and devotion to Him regularly. Do you have a family prayer book? Something, a little booklet that you record? What are the prayers that you have as a family? Individuals in the family, together as a family, what are your aspirations? What do you hope to do as a family together? What are the challenges that you encounter? And I can assure you that if you would begin this journey of taking time to record and write down your needs before God, and to take time to pray, God is going to change your family life. God's peace, God's joy is going to come and be showered upon your family. God requires the heads of the households to do all they can to lead their families. And this is the key to the family's spiritual health. Not that just one day in seven that we come to church. That is only, we say, the cherry after you put the icing on the cake. The text that we are going to consider is Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 to 20. Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 to 20. This is a text that describes how Israel, after they have fulfilled the covenant of God to make them a nation. A nation consists of a people, a law, and a land. When God called Joshua through Moses to lead them to the promised land, they entered the promised land that was promised to them, to their forefathers, to Abraham, many hundreds of years before. And when God had promised them this land, God gave it to them. They were there in the land. And God allotted the land by tribe, and He allotted the land by family. And this is a scene at the end of Joshua's life, when the land has been conquered, the people are settled down in peace in the land. Happy. The vines are growing. They could see the grapes. They are enjoying the milk and the honey of the promised land. They are enjoying the presence of God with them. And Joshua, in his last days, he lived up to 110 years old. He gave these thoughts, last words, to the people of Israel. And last words are important. If you take heed, right, you will find that God will bless and preserve you, your family. And Joshua was very mindful that the prosperity of the nation comes with the prosperity of the family. If the families don't prosper, the nation will not prosper. And therefore, he reminded them concerning their need to consecrate themselves, their lives to God, to renew the covenant blessings. You see, Israel.